Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today we're talking about a new feature that Wirestock has released, and that is the ability to monetize your AI content on their platform. So now they're allowing you to not only generate AI content, AI images, but then sell them on their open source platform. So it's kind of an interesting thought that, you know, why would you sell, or how could you sell something generated with AI? But I think what people don't understand is that it actually takes a lot of knowledge and your prompting to get high quality images. Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I think this is absolutely fascinating. And I think this is really where the future goes with a lot of these AI tools. We're going to see a ton of these marketplaces. So this is one I'm excited about. For those that know, I'm building AI Box, which is a no code AI app builder and marketplace. And we'll allow you to do the same thing, selling your prompts for AI generated images, but also for tools that you might make using like ChatGPT and other stuff. So I think I'm like all over this, but this one is specifically for AI generated art and it's live right now. So I think this is a really cool one that you might want to check out. And like Connor was, like Jamie was saying, the problem a lot of times is when you go to something like Midjourney and you want a specific image, it's like really hard to get. I don't know, Jamie, if you've had this problem before, but I've definitely spent like 20 minutes in frustration and I'm like, I just want an image of this specific thing and I can't figure out the keywords. I'm like watching YouTube videos and trying to like go on Reddit forums, trying to like, come on, what are the keywords that people are using to like get this specific type of image? So it's just like a lot of work. And if you want to get a lot of images generated, I think people are thrilled to just find a marketplace like this that's going to charge you like a dollar or a few cents or something. And just like someone else already figured it out. Please, I don't want to have to figure it out. And you get exactly what you want.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some images floating around Instagram, and I'm like, how in the world did they get AI to generate that? I think there's one with like this old lady who has like a crocheted wrap on her sports car, and it's like super cool. And I've tried to replicate some of this stuff, and you really just can't. So there really is like a technique in creating your prompts. And so, you know, for example, if there's a business owner who's just trying to create an engaging website and they're looking for specific images, they don't have the time to go learn all that. And so I think an idea for a marketplace is really great. I mean, there's been tons of stock image, you know, portfolios, websites up to this point where you can buy traditionally taken photographs, but the AI concept is really, you know, pretty interesting. Not to mention, I actually really like Wirestock. They were one of the first AI image platforms that I really felt like was easy to use. It just makes sense to my brain. It's not like a Discord server where you have to type in all this stuff. They have, you know, and you can click and drag your own images on and edit them, which I think is really cool. So I actually really like the platform to begin with. So the fact that they integrated this marketplace is really cool.
100%. I think this was definitely the right direction. And I've seen a couple of kind of similar things popping up. This one seems like one of the most legit ones. Of course, like I want to talk about today, kind of this side hustle of figuring out good prompts for AI generated art. And now you're actually able to monetize and sell it. So Wirestock, I think, is a great marketplace to check out if you have some cool prompts. Another one though, that not everyone knows about is actually Adobe. So for a while, Adobe wasn't allowing people to put like AI generated images on some of their platforms to like resell, because Adobe has Adobe Stock, which essentially like you can sell images. But recently they've started allowing people to do it. They have a bunch of stipulations and I wanted to read them because I do think that they're kind of interesting. But essentially, yeah, if you create an amazing AI generated image, you can actually sell it on Adobe Stock and make money from it. So there's a couple things that they do though, that I think they're trying to like get around the legality. So the first is, they say, don't submit any work created with prompts referring to or based on people, places, or property, unless you have the legal right to do so. Pretty much they're saying like, I can't say, you know, an amazing picture of Jamie McCulley standing on a Ferrari You know, because maybe Ferrari would sue me and maybe Jamie McCauley would sue me because I'm using his likeness in my generated image, right? So that's what they, number one, they don't want you to do. And the other thing is content created by prompting with an artist's name if their works are still copyrightable. But if they're not copyrightable, you can do it. So what's interesting is I couldn't say, you know, create me a something in the style of Leonardo da Vinci because that's in the public domain because it was so long ago. But I couldn't say like a modern artist, right? Like, you know, I couldn't say like create me a Banksy piece of art, blah, 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 because he still owns the copyright to his type of art, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the prompt I did. This is one prompt I used back a while ago and it kind of opened my eyes up to the power of AI, but it was, Katy Perry in the style of, I'm losing now. But anyways, it was an older artist who I'm sure is not copyrighted, but I'm sure Katy Perry would not appreciate your likeness being used, you know? So that's interesting though. Yeah. That's where a lot of the AI, legal stuff is really kind of gray and interesting, but.
That's so interesting. Okay. So they have a couple other things that I thought were really interesting. They said, don't submit content created with prompts that are used to copy the look and feel of an app without permission. So this is actually gets a, it goes even deeper. Like they don't even want you to like generate, I don't know, like I would be like generate like a beautiful UI for like a landing page in the style of Airbnb. They wouldn't want me to do that, which I think is really interesting. So it goes beyond just like they're applying kind of the copyright to like artists and like brands, but beyond that, like software, which I think is like so interesting. And they say that you do need to submit a signed model release with any assets which were created with prompts based on human models, which is interesting. So if you, even if you have like a human model, but you still use like AI to do the background and some other stuff there, yeah, you still need that. And then finally, they say you have to label all content as generative AI before you actually submit it. So you can't just, you know, submit it and be like, oh, by the way, that's AI. Like you have to tell them ahead of time. I'm sure there's repercussions if you don't. And then they actually know ahead of time. And they want you to submit the prompt that you used to generate that image is
really kind
of part of it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting because I guess that's how they check to see if you like in the style of Vincent van Gogh, right? To know like if you're using keywords you're not supposed to.
Wow. That's super interesting. I mean, the stock image business has really been around for a long time and stock video really. And, you know, it's all about creating a, you know, figuring out what people are searching for and then creating content based on that. But the problem with search stuff is that people do typically use those key terms like I want to look like, I want it to look like Van Gogh, or I want it to be, you know, it's hard to describe something without using someone else's style. So that's 100%. Interesting.
Have you, Jamie, ever like, have you, so I know it's a big side hustle, but like, have you ever thought about, or do you know anyone that has done like selling like stock images or stock video and like made money doing that?
Yeah, I know people. I mean, it more was the people who got in early, which okay. We always talk about on this channel, like, this could be a new opportunity with AI if you get in early, but you just have to, you know, think about like what people are going to want to search for. Like, what are they using this footage or image for? Is it for, you know, their website or some other sort of thing? But I definitely think there's the people who are willing to put in the time and effort to research that and figure it out. You can make money and it's not much, but if you can, generate, you know, a lot of different images within a niche, there is definitely room to make money. So, how about you? Have you ever experimented with this or done it?
I have not. I've definitely watched YouTube videos and heard people talk about like, oh yeah, I make like a ton of money selling like stock images. I do think so. One thing I'll say I do love about this, that like business is it's like you created like an asset and you can sell that stock image as many times as you want on any of these image generation platforms. So for that, I love it. It's the business model that has worked really well for me for like music, where it's like I would create like a music track and every time someone streams it, you just get paid, but you can get unlimited streams essentially on that. So I love any of those businesses, same kind of like courses or like ebooks or like anything where it's like a digital product that it's just can be infinitely sold and never costs you any more money. I love. And I think that's pretty much what we're doing here. And what's cool though, the third website I want to bring up in this is called Promptbase. What's cool is like a lot of these are letting you sell images. But beyond that, there's a number that are actually letting you sell prompts. So if you go to Promptbase, they actually allow you to sell your prompts. You put up a picture of an image and you're like, here's like a cool image of a Viking. If you want to be able to generate something like this, pay me like a dollar or two and I'll give you the prompt that I used to generate it. And I think that is also a really cool model, because you can sell that prompt unlimited times, but someone wants to generate like a similar image to you. They might not want to just buy your exact image because they want one that's exclusive to them. When you're buying, you know, stock images, you could have like 1,000 people that buy the same image and I'll put it on their website. And so then you don't have the unique one. But if you get the prompt for it and put that into Midjourney and get it generated, then you're the only one with that version of your image, which I think is kind of cool. So again, another kind of cool marketplace.
Yeah, that's very interesting. If you were going to do this kind of business, this side hustle, you definitely would have to try to figure out how to maximize your time efficiency, because the amount of money per effort, you know, put in is definitely a consideration. I know guys who did stock video back in the day and they would sell their stock video footage. They would, when they were going out to shoot a YouTube video or a client video, they would, you know, take the same shot in maybe a different way, 3 different times, while they were out already. So they, you know, it didn't take them hardly any extra time, but then they're able to sell that on the stock, website, where, you know, like, so if you could come up with, I like your idea of like, you know, selling a prompt is more valuable in a lot of ways than, selling the image itself. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can take it, but definitely you got to figure out how to, maximize your time as well. So
100%. Yeah. So I think this is fascinating. This is the new realm of like these AI marketplaces. I'm building one. Other people have them. It's really, really exciting. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on everything happening in the spaces as we find people that are actually trying this and doing this and making money. We'll also bring that up for you. But thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you like this episode, it would literally mean the world to us if you'd leave us a review. It helps us to create this amazing content for you, you know, for free. So we love you guys. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, it'd be amazing. But we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.